There's so much discussion about the conviction rate. Much of it is very unrelated to the statistics as they are published. The conviction rate of people who are charged with rape is 58%. Well, it's over half. Considering the difficulties of these cases, where you're never going to get evidence like you can identify the suspect, the DNA's there, that's it, you can't do that. That is a sign that the system's working very hard. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I've seen the system working very hard. If everyone did it well, that would go up a bit. But it's never going to be 90%. I mean, conviction rate for robbery is 65%. It's never going to be considerably higher as long as it operates within our legal system. Therefore, we have to make sure we look at the whole situation of rape victims, that we don't say the interesting thing for us is whether there's a conviction or not. We say we're concerned about you and what's happened to you, and we want to make sure that you are helped to recover, and we want to make sure that where possible the criminal justice route can be followed. I just think we want a different balance, that's all.
Reading through the report and talking to you, it does seem that what you're advocating is a fairly major shift in the way that we look at rape and outcomes from the reporting of rape to an idea that the conviction, that the amount of convictions aren't the be-all and end-all. Is that the right way to look at it?
In my view, it is absolutely the right way to look at it, to say that the amount of convictions are not the be-all and end-all. And I think that's actually a completely unacceptable position, because you're talking here about a person who's been harmed. To respond to that harm is a lot more than what the criminal justice system can do. Sarah Payne said that in her report, Redefining Justice, very well. All they're interested in is whether they can get a result through the criminal justice system. But as the victims say, what about me? What about what's happened to me? What about whether I have to move house or not? What about the fact that I can't go out at night because I keep thinking about what might happen? What about my children who I find they've got a completely paranoid mother? That is as much the responsibility of the state when dealing with such a serious violent crime to think about. People have to be helped to recover from the hurt. If we are putting all our enthusiasm and all our energy into what you can do in the courtroom, which is absolutely important, we are going to be neglecting the human being who's left at the end of it, saying, and now, what's going to happen to me? Who's going to look after me? Who's going to help me? How am I going to sort myself out? So yes, I would argue very strongly, the state has positive obligations to victims. One of them is that crimes should be in the criminal law and dealt with through the criminal law, but there are other obligations to make right the wrong that's been done, to deal with the harm, and to provide the services that will help the person to recover. And I personally would definitely balance those two as equal, because at the end of it, there's a human being that has been harmed, and what happens to that person should be as central as what happens to the conviction rates.
And how are you going to measure the success in that separate area of aside from conviction rates?
I think it's a very good question to ask how we measure, because I think at the moment our measuring has been skewed far too much into looking at what happens in the courtroom, and we have had no measure. I don't think there's any measure which asks the victims, how were you treated, how were you looked after, what happened to you? We have recommended that when the inspector of police and the inspector of the prosecution service do their next inspection, they shouldn't just look at files of how cases were dealt with. They should talk to people and ask them how they were dealt with and whether the police not only dealt with the report right, but also put them in touch with agencies that could help them and ensure that their other problems were sorted out. And if we get a more rounded picture, then I think we'll be doing much better.